Okay. The next real sugi is already a blot later, but we'll go through this next blot, which is the droshes of Rabbi Elazar, because there is a lot of difficulty in Rabbi Elazar's shita. So if you're going back to the Mishnah, Rabbi Elazar was the one who said that just like a chatas is pasul shalei lishma, so an asham is also pasul shalei lishma. That was his shita. So the Gemara now is going to have a shakal of attire. Where does Rabbi Elazar get this halacha from? That that Oshem is possible shalei lishma. So the Gemara says like this. Rabbi Elazar says in the Mishnah for Oshem that Oshem shalei lishma is possible. The Gemara says, where does he learn it from? So he starts off with a very generic drasha. First thing Mar says like this. Tanya, Omar Abelezer, Chatos Baal Chet, Oshem Baal Chet. Machatos Shenizbuch HaShalei Lishma, Psulo Af Oshem Shalei Lishma Pos. Very like a flimsy type of drosha. This comes on Chet, this comes on Chet, this is Pasul Shalei Lishma, this is Pasul Shalei Lishma. First of all, we have many things come on a chet. Right? L'moshel Onoila comes on a chet. Right? It comes on a Yisra Aseh. Oila comes on Mitzvah Aseh, Yisra Aseh. Right? And it's not possible Shalei Lishma. It's kosher Shalei Lishma. We don't find anywhere Beleza holds. Furthermore, even Asham itself, there's Ashamish that even Beleza agrees. We'll see later on. L'moshel Asham Ilas, which you bring if you're Moyel Behekdash. It's also Baal Chet. Right? Somebody's Moyel Behekdash, he has to bring Hashem Ilis. And that, even Rabbi Elazar agrees, is not possible. So clearly, Be'etzem and Oshem is Kasher Shalai Lishma. So what's the Zeh Baal Chet, this is possible, this is all. My name is Eitzel Zeh. We even have cases where Shlomo will see his Baal Chet. It's not chorus. Yes, it's unique that a chatas is born on a chet of chorus. But the fact that a korban comes on a chet, that's the bechlal not uncommon. We have nozir korbanos. Nozir many hold it all. It's Baal Chet, not just the chatas. We have by nozir tomei. You have milchas choitei. You have many korbanos come on a chet. But here Rabbi Elazar is just throwing out, this comes al chet, this comes al chet, this is pasul shalei lishma, this is pasul shalei lishma. And now the Gemara is going to dissect it. So the Gemara says, really Rabbi Yeshua, it's tonali b'chitim v'hoid loy b'sorim, because Rabbi Elazar just throws out a drasha, mazeh baal chet, avzeh baal chet. Omel Rabbi Yeshua says no. Loi imam b'chato shekein dom alhamala stamer baron leib shavrfu shleimim b'korav. He has in his seif elas hashachar, he says he doesn't understand b'chlal. What's this dom alhamala? Dom alhamala is a chumra. You know what I mean? Dom alhamala is not a chumra. But Rabbi Yeshua comes and he says, well, you're going to go learn ma b'chato is dom alhamala. How can you bring a raya from Oshem that's dom alhamata? And Rabbi Yeshua, Rabbi Elazar says, hey, you're right, Pesach Yechiach, Tomei Lamata, Shachta Shosh, my Pesel, Rabbi Yeshua, my Pesach, Shazmane Kavu, and Rabbi Elazar, Chattas Techiach. So this is completely confusing. Completely confusing. Why would where you spritz the blood on the Mizbeach make a difference? So Rabbi Aaron Leib schwitzes on this. Why is Dam Lamala even a Chumrah? If you take the Dam Chattas and you put a Lamata, you're not Yetzin. So you could say it's a kula. Dam oilu lamala, you're not yoitzer. Dam chatas lamata, you're not yoitzer. Just a question: where you're supposed to put on the mizbeach? So what's the my nafkamina? So Baal Leib tries to explain. He holds it is a chumra. Dam lamala is a chumra. The lamala of the mizbeach is a chumra. You could say balabatish. There's a toisus later on that says that whenever you spritz blood, it always flows down the mizbeach. So all the Nitanim Lamala, all the blood that they used to spritz on top of the half of the Mizbeach, it flowed down. It didn't stay on the top of the Mizbeach. It flowed down. So really, all the Nitanim Lamala are also Nitanim Lamata. Whereas the Nitanim Lamata, they're limited to Lamata. So it is a Chumrah. Okay. Very flimsy Chumrah. But that's what Yeshua's Pircha on Rebbe Lezer. Omele Rebbe Yeshua Chazvani Chalila. Chaz Rebbe Lezer Dani Dinachar. He says, I can be done a Dinachar. Chatos Nema Bayhu. We learn that from the Lushmoy Ksheira, Shalom Lushmoy Posel. Pesach Nema Bayhu. Lushmoy Kosher, Shalom Lushmoy Posel. Afoshim Nema Bayhu. Who Lushmoy Kosher, Shalom Lushmoy Posel. A new Drasha. Who? So he starts off L'chor with a Svara. Rebbe Lezer starts the sugi by saying, Chatos Balchet, Oshem Balchet. It makes sense they should be the same. Svara. Now he's bringing a drosha. Who? So the Gemara says, Amalei Rabbi Yeshua, that drosha also makes no sense. Because the who that it says by Oshem is by the Emurim. The whole Emurim is not Ma'akev. If you don't bring the Emurim all together, you Yotzer. The Emurim is a part of the Karmel, that's not Ma'akev the Karmel. So he told him, Amalei Rabbi Yeshua, Chatas Nema Bahim Yishchiteh. Fine. Pesach, the same thing. Who bezvichu, shalosh my kosher, shalosh my posel. Avul osham, lenema hu elach haktos emurim. Hu atzme, shaluk to emurim ksheira. He says, it's not even ma'akev. This is a bomb kasha. This is a bomb kasha. And ultimately, Rebbe Lezer doesn't answer this kasha. His kasha is, how could you learn who to tell you that it's posel, when that whole pasuk of who was on the Emurim, and the Emurim is not Ma'akev Bechlal, if you didn't bring it all together. Forget Shaloi Lishma. If you didn't bring it all together. So Zichr doesn't pass all the car. See, it's a Mechudish Tikka, Reb David Rappaport, it's a very big Chiddush. He wants to say that it's possible that even something which is not needed at all, if you brought it Shaloi Lishma, makes it worse. Right? Which came out all the Achroinim Acholik with. So he wants to say, in other words, Enechanami, they murim not Ma'akev. But Rebbe Lezer would hold that if you don't bring the murim at all, no problem. If you bring the murim and you bring Shaloi Lishma, so then potentially it would make it possible. Because otherwise Rebbe Lezer makes no sense. That's the Taina, Rabbi Yeshua's Taina. How's he learning from, similar to the Toises we had, if you remember in Chulun Chavtes, we spoke about this Toises many times, with the stira, Tosis and Chulin says that if you bring a behemoth to a korban, to a kohen, yoytzi yidei nidroi. Remember we had that Tosis and Chulin. Tosis proves it from the Gemara. Because the Gemara says that if you bring a bird, the middle-aged bird, you remember, the Gemara had a shaila, is a middle-aged bird, is it young or old, or is it its own min? Right, by people also, it's such a machlekes, right? What's middle age? Is it chef to bifnei atzmai? Is it young? Is it, what is it? The Gemara says, nafkamini na'alocha, if you bring a tor and a ben yoina, middle aged. So, if you hold it's his own species, so you're not yoitzer. Because it's not a young tor, and it's not a young ben yoina, it's not an old tor. But if you hold it's a suffix, it's either young or old, then you yaitzim a manavshach. Fractoisvis, what do you mean manavshach? The kohen can't do anything with it. What's the kohen going to do? It's not a pet store. What's the kohen going to do? Leave it in the cage? What's the kohen going to do? He can't, nothing he could do with this. Toisvis doesn't make a difference. Kivon shaboli yad kohen, once you gave the kohen something that's roy from his bayach, even though the kohen can't be makrevit. But that's a chsar and yediyah. The coin can't be makrov because he doesn't know. But Lamaisa, you brought the coin something roy? You yotzei yedei nidroi. That's Tosfos. So if you remember, we had the steer up. Kiveger asked, how does that fit with the first mission in Tzvachim? Why is there ever an issue of kol hazvachim shenizbuchu shaloi lishmon? Once you brought the coin, a dover roi lemizbeach. Done. That's a Kiveger's cash. Okay, it's a bomb cash. I mean, it's not a Kiveger. It's really mission l'malach. Kiveg on the Gilean quotes the Mishnah Malach. It's a pella. So the only way we worked it through, we had Rav Shach and other Mahalchim, where there's two things to occur, but there's a Shibud Momon, and there's a Chiyuv to bring it, the mitzvah. So Tosfos in Chulin just means the monetary part is over. Once you brought the Beis Hamikdash, a korban that's roi from Mizbeach, monetarily, you're finished. You still have a mitzvah. So the nafkamina would be where the Yoshim are bringing, where the korban's only being brought for a Shibud Momon, once you brought Yotzi Yidei Nidroi. So now it's over. That's one of the ways. So some, this Reb David Rappaport, is the same type of idea. He wants to say that, Enachanami, if you give a kohen something roi from his beach, Yotzi Yidei Nidroi. But now if they do Shiloh Lishmo, it messes it up. In other words, the Shiloh Lishmo is almost like a Gilui L'mafreya, that you brought something that was possible. Yes, it's a tremendous chiddush. No, because he's learning Yotzi Yidei Nidroi Tosfos doesn't mean monetarily. It means I'm Yotze. I could kiss the kohen goodbye. Yeah, but if the kohen messes up, it's like almost like a brera. It's huver adover. Very difficult. Very difficult. It's very difficult to say that should be, that if the kohen does it shaloi lishmo, it's worse than if it wasn't done bechlal. And the case of Tosfos, the kohen doesn't even have an opportunity to bring it. He can't. Halachically, he's stuck. Because there's no, you don't know which one is the young and which one is the old. So you're stuck. You can't bring the korban. So it's the same type of problem we have in this sugya. How could Rebbe Lezer learn from Emurim when the Emurim is not ma'akev? I mean, that's Rebbe Yeshua Stein. I'm just saying there has to be a pshat in Rebbe Lezer. There has to be a pshat. And you'll see as we go to Gemara, we'll just read it quickly. The Gemara rips apart Rebbe Lezer to shreds. I'm just ripping them apart to shreds. And the Shaila said, what's Rebbe Lezer hold? What does Rebbe Lezer do with all these perchas that don't get answered? They don't get answered. Says the Gemara, fine. Omar Mar, Omar Rabbi Yeshua, Lo Yimam B'chata, Shekein Doma L'mala. Now, this also the Gemara doesn't answer, right? Shekein Doma L'mala. V'lei Malei, Yimam B'chata, Shekein Nichas Doma L'fnim, it's kosher. B'chata, Chatzina, it's Chitzin, it's Kamrinan. That if they went in, it's still kosher. And it's still Shalei L'shmo Apostle. Shem Nichas Doma L'fnim, L'fnim, P'sula. Says the Gemara, Israel Abelazar Afra Hashem, he talk all chatas and Hashem are the same. Says the Gemara, what do you mean? I chatas from chaperas al chayve krisus, mechatas to shmiyas koil. Where a person makes a shvu sheker, they also bring a chatas, and there is no chorus. Says the Gemara, chatas malachatas kein tuna arba matonas. Rabbi Shmuel, that holds all the domim need arba matonas. He holds that even the ones that need two, you have to do it on the corner. So it's Shtayim Shein Arba, right? It's on the corner, so it's if you get the two outer corners, you're getting all four sides. So the Gemara says, Taimei Choyika Etzba, Choyika Keren, Choyika Chuda. Anyway, you have all of these pirchas to Rebbe Lezer that a chatas needs Etzba, and it needs to be done on the Keren of the Mizbech, that means Mamish, the corner, and it needs Chuda, needs the upper corner, Elochadim it late last time in Nafak. Knockout. So basically we're saying, Enechanami, we could have slugged up Rebbe Lezer from all sides. Many sides he could be up geschlug. Omer Rebbe Lezer, lo yimam et pechatos, leimel le Rebbe Lezer, oshem nami, domi lamala. Maybe you could bring the dam lamala by oshem too. Omer bayash, lo yimam lamatsi amit, kavuchem imi yoyla. He says, no, you don't put the dam lamala. Why? Kavuchem imi from oyla. Ma oyla, shu kolol domi lamata. Oshem sheni kol le kol shekain, that the blood is not lamala goes lamata. Malo el shekain machaperes chatas oiv tichiach malachatas oiv shekain min zevach oiv tichiach loy zev loy yov loy zek rezatz asher shen shen kol shekudosh shem dam lamata v'ni yovi oshem shu kol shekosh shem dam lamata. So comes out the Gemara saying, and this is a tremendous kasha on the whole sugya. The Gemara saying here clear that oila is definitely more chomer than an asham. Because the Gemara is saying, so how do we taka know that asham, the blood doesn't go lamala? Maybe according to Rabbi Lezer, a chatas is lamala. And asham is like chatas. So maybe the blood of the asham is also lamala? The Gemara says, no, chav chomer from oila. Oila kolal, and domai lamata. So surely, osham domai lamata. Ask all the Rishonim. So I understand. So that we just pulled the rug out of Rabbi Lezer. So now bring a raya from oila that shaloi lishma is kosher. The bottom line is, you're telling me now, the end of the day, we brought a chumrah. Rabbi Lezer brought a chumrah. That chatas is domi lamala, right? And osham is domi lamata, right? So Rabbi Lezer started drinking. So the Gemara said, why did Rabbi Lezer say simple? Just like he said, lagabi shalei lishma. Nachatas shalei lishma apostle af osham shalei. He could have said, osham, you have to put the blood on top. The Gemara says, no. That he couldn't do. Because the kavachoymer from oila. Oil is kachim kolil domalamato. So osham is surely domalamato. So that means the Gemara is saying the bottom line, untus the shura, osham can't be more chomer than oil. Right? So that knocks out Rebbe Lezer. We just gave him a knockout punch. Lushitasa. Rebbe Lezer is maskim to Rebbe Yeshua that the dam osham is lamato. The Gemara asks, why is he masking to that? Just like he holds that the Oshem has a chumrah of shaloi lishma, like a chatas. So maybe he holds it as a chumrah of lamala, like a chatas. So why is he dealing with the problem? Rabbi Lezer is throwing him these hits. Why does he say, Enechaname, I hold, just like a chatas is lamala and Oshem is lamala. So the Gemara says, no. Ashim can't be more chamer than chatas. Then oila. Oila is kolil, is lamata. Surely Ashim is kolil, which is not kolil, is lamata. So friggin' Allah to reshine him. So Rebbe Lezer, the bottom line is, Rebbe Lezer is agreeing that whenever we're going to try to put a chumrah on Ashim, we're limited by oila. So that knocks him out for lishma too. We just knocked out his lishma. His whole lishma chumr is knocked out by oil. Just like oil knocks him out for dam lamala, because kolil, osham can't be more chumr than oil. Oil is kachik adoshim too, and it's kolil. So osham can't supersede that. So if that's the case, so he's knocked out. He's out of the game. So this is Tosfos Kasha. Many of the Rishonim are bothered with this. But again, this just fits the whole flow of the Gemara. The Gemara is throwing Kashas at Rebbe Lezer. It's very unclear where Rebbe Lezer is coming from. The Gemara is knocking him out. Mikolatz Dodim. The Gemara says, ask another Kasha. Says the Gemara, V'lifrech amalir over b'zikul Ravashi. So you ask, Ma shekein ein lohem. Is ain long kitzva. There's no price that you have to pay for it. Toime ba'osham sheyeshli kitzva. Has to be at least worth at least 2 slime. So you see, it's different. Elahainu tamer de Rebbe Lezer. Domar kwa koina machata yoisa. Oisa domay lamala vein domay lamala. And memele, yehochi chatas nami neima oisa lishma kshera. Shaloi lishma psula shazvach mshok mei lishma mshok kshera. Hawoisa lav dafka do shayer pesach. Hachanami lav dafka do shayer oil asoiv. That you put the dam lamala, bezvicha mi eloi shayer. That's malika, that's not called zvicha. Vibayseim amayra blazav shimini do mahaimokamai mokam luchud. He holds that there's separate places on the mizbeach, meaning even the oil asoiv, which is lamala, it's not all the way on top. The chat asoiv has to be mamish on the karnais, on the top of the mizbeach. And the oil of soif is one step lower. The Tanya, the Dom HaTachtonim in Tonim, 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 The dam tachten just goes on the bottom part of mizbech, anywhere below the line, and elyonim go anywhere michutzar lamala, michutasik lamala. Rav Shimon says, "Marvun by losoif." Habuchatas beema, he atzmai the nasas el algufish el keren, has to be mamish on the top of the mizbech, the keren that sticks up on top of the mizbech. That's where it has to be. Shayr bekivoyma. Okay, that's it. Okay. The Gemara uses kolal again. Just want to go to the maskana. Okay, the rest of the Shalkav Atayr, let the Olam go through themselves. I just want to finish off with the Pshat and Rebbe Lezer here. It's basically going back and forth in the same drasha. Tosfos here points out another problem. Tosfos points out, if you take a look at Tosfos, Divya Maschul Ma Oila. Tosfos says like this, Tema, Kivon de'osi haikal v'choyim u'mapik me'akesha. This is the kasha that we brought down before. In Cain, te oila psula shalei l'shmo, kal v'choyim u'michata sheni kol. Zokter, v'tema, l'sforosei dovi kal v'choyim u'shalei kol, shalei l'shmo nami l'chshibo osham. V'sulek achatos yichich. So now the achatos yichich is gone. The Tosfos Taka doesn't answer. The bottom of that Tosfos, he blives Shver Taka with this guy. The L'choyer L'maskonos HaDvorim, the Rebbe Lezer is agreeing that Kolul is a Mechiach, then that's it, we're finished. We got Oilu, we're finished. Okay. So I'll tell you what I think we have to say here, and again, this will explain all the reasons for Rebbe Yeshua dismissing all the drushas of Rebbe Lezer. I think the way we have to learn here is very simple. And this will also answer Haktoras Emurim, which was the main kasha. How could he learn from Haktoras Emurim? The whole Haktoras Emurim is not ma'akev. It will also answer the whole yesoid of why Hashem Me'ilis is take kosher shalei lishma, even according to Rebbe Lezer. Even though Rebbe Lezer says Zebalchet v'Zebalchet, which we asked if that's the case, Oilu should also be Pasul Shalei Lishma. So I'll tell you what I think we could say here, and I think it's quite poshut. When we were dealing with Chatas Shalei Lishma, we had a couple of outstanding nekudas about Chatas. Number one, already on Dav Gimel, the Gemara brought down there's a din called Stomach Kilishman. Right? Stomach Kilishman. And that, which basically means that if you bring the korban without manipulating it at all, it's kilu you brought it lishma, and it's kosher and it's oil lebayim l'shem chayv. We brought down from Ramban that even though it's kosher for oil l'shem chayv by shar korbanos, by chatas, it's kosher for any oil. By chatas, you still have to bring another korban. It's medayik from the whole sugya later on. By chatas, and that was the problem with that was that l'chayre, it goes against the whole reason why stomach l'shma is kosher. Stomach l'shma is kosher is because it blives l'shma. Right? The Ramban reads it very simple. In other words, stomach lifts it up from whatever it would be without stomach. Right? So you have shaloi, you have l'shma, you have shaloi l'shma, and then you have stomach. So stomach is a promotion. So by Shal Zvachim, where Stoma is kosher v'lo yoyle. So by when you do Stoma there, it goes up to oyle l'bayim l'shem chayv. By Chatas, where Stoma, where Shalei l'shem is posel, it promotes it to what would normally be Shalei l'shem by other kachim, kosher v'eni yoyle. So basically, Stoma is a promotion. That's what comes out according to the Ramban, based on the sugi later on. So the problem we had was, Stoma is not an episode, a mila. Stoma is not an episode, a mila. Stoma, the whole benefit that Stoma has is that you didn't mess up the Lishma. So now it's called Lishma. It's not like you got a ticket. Okay, you got an extra credit here, Stoma. So then you could say to Ramban Svara that by Shar Kachim, where it's already kosher, so the credit lifts you up now to kosher v'oyla. And by Chatas, which is Mamish Pasul, the credit lifts you up to kosher v'enyayla. It's not the way it works. The way it works is that the Stoma is kosher because it blibes Lishma. So it should accomplish whatever Lishma accomplishes. And if it doesn't make it Lishma, then Shar Zvachim should also not be Eila Bailam L'Shem Chayv. This was the problem we struggled with already in the beginning of the Masechta. So we tied this into another sugya, the sugya that we had on Dav Zayin, that Chatas has another unique Lishma element. Other Karbonas, except we had a Shaila by Toida, how to learn Toida, by other Karbonas, there's no such thing as a Lishma on the reason why the carbon is being brought. So for instance, if somebody brings Shalmei Chayv, right? But the Kohen that's Makrovit doesn't have in mind that it should be for Shalmei Chayv, he has in mind it should be for Shalmei Nedov. But he has in mind the right Bailam, and he has in mind the right Kohen. So that's Kosher V'Oilu Bailam L'Shem Chayv. Why? Because that's Lishma. In other words, the reason why you bring in the carbon is not part of what the carbon is. So there's a din lishma l'shem bailam, and there's a din lishma on the nature of the carbon itself, the heftz of the carbon. Why the person is bringing the carbon, that never is brought into the lishma process. It's not brought into the lishma process. And that's the way it is in Kol HaTorah Kulo. There is no such thing as a lishma which ties into the reason of why you're bringing the chafetz. If a person would write a Sefer Torah Lishma, but they wouldn't write it L'Shem, why the person is writing the Sefer Torah, L'Shem, the mitzvah of Kisvu Lachem. I've added it to Kosher Sefer Torah, because nothing to do with the chefs of the carbon. Even Bailam was a Chiddush. Bailam was a Chiddush, the Torah was Macharish, that by Kachim, you have to do it L'Shem Bailam. Even that's a Chiddush. But why the Bailam Achayim? That's nothing to do with the car. But Chatos is unique. We have Yandav Zayin. The Gemara says Al Chatos Yashir Chata. And therefore, if the Kohen has in mind that the Chatos is a Chatos, and he has in mind that it's for the right Bailam, but he doesn't have in mind the reason why the Bailam was mafresh, which Chet the Bailam will mafresh the carbon on. So the carbon now attaches itself even to the chet itself. There's a thing in the Gemara. Al chatos ayasher chot. So what do you see? You see that a chatos is unique, that the lishma of the carbon is not just on the chetza, but the bailam's chet becomes part of the genetic element of the carbon itself. So it's not stamachatas. It's not stamachatas shel Ruvein. It's a chatas chelev shel Ruvein. It's misyachas to the chet that he actually did. So we want to say a simple idea. Simple idea. I'm saying first to answer the Ramban, then to answer Aslan. Simple idea. The lishma, right? So that means like this. When a Bailam bring a chatas, without that new halacha, right? Without that new halacha, that it has to be L'Shem Chatas Chelev. Simply, it would be like this. A person does a chet. That's a chorus, b'shegik. In order to them have a kapara, they have to do tshuva. And they have to bring a korban. The korban is almost like a tashlumin. You have to bring the korban. Yes. That would be simple. But no, it's not the way it works. The chet now becomes entrenched in the korban itself. And that the kapara is not the fact that you brought a chatas. The kapara is that you brought a chatas chelev. If you stop brought a chatas, you wouldn't get a kapara. The chelev becomes part of the kapara of the chatas is the fact that it's not just I owe a chatas to the Beis HaMikdash. because I did a chet sheyesh bekoris b'shogeg, so now I owe a chatas. If that would be the case, then what's the reason you're bringing the chatas is not relevant. It would be like a shlomim. Somebody's chayiv a shlomim. Yeah. So he's chayiv to bring a shlomim. Why is chayiv to bring a shlomim doesn't become part of the korban? I brought a shlomim to Beis HaMikdash. I was yaitzeh. So again, without the Torah being mechadish, al chatosei asher chato, the Torah would have just said, person did aveiros sheyesh bekoros, b'shogeg, he has to bring a chatas. So the obligation would be, you owe a chatas. You have to do tshuva. Kol chai v'chatois chayovim l'svadas. You have to do tshuva. And on top of that, you have a choyv to give to the Beis HaMikdash a chatas. That would be at the end of the story. The Torah is mechadish, and it's not the way it works. Doesn't work like other korbanos where I owe a shlomim. Right? I owe a shlomim to the Beis HaMikdash. Irrelevant of why I owe a shlomim. I owe a shlomim. Why I owe a shlomim is not part of the korban. The chatas is unique in that way, that's the way chatas works. So I want to say a very simple thing. The stomach lishma, right, can only impact that which is in the heftza of the korban. By its name, right? So every chatas is tam a chatas. If the kohen doesn't have in mind l'shem something else, so it's a chatas. Shlomim, stomach l'shman, it's a shlomim, right? But the reason why the chatas is being brought, that's not in the title of the korban. Yet it's a requirement. So therefore, that's pshat in the Ramban. That even though stomach lishmon by other korbanos is kosher, so we asked. So then, by chatas should also be oila. The Teretz is, but chatas has a different type of lishmon that's required. You're right. The generic lishmon that we have by all korbanos, stomach takes care of that. Stomach takes care of that. But the al chatos liyashur chata, the additional element that the chatas has to be for that chet that you did, that's not. By nature, that's not genetic. So that has to be the kavana of the kohen oivet. And therefore, if the kohen doesn't have that kavana, you can't say, well, inherently it is. It's not inherently is. It has to be, but it's not inherently is. And that's the reason why the stomach is different. By chatos, it affects the carbon differently, even though its stomach is always accomplishing lishma. But stomach can only give a genetic lishma, I can't give this new active lishma. Fine. Now, when you come to Oshem, what's the halacha by an Oshem? So I'll tell you, Rabbi, it's very simple. There's a big distinction between Hasham Me'ileis and Stam and Oshem. A regular Oshem, it comes for a chet. So in a way, it's very similar to a chatas. And I'll show you a sugi before it's like that. But it comes for a chet. Right? So it's very similar to a chatas. Grad a chatas comes for kogas. And oshem comes for different kinds of averas. Yeah? But Hasham Me'ilas is coming for the chet of goizel min hektish. So you have to give back a carrot. You have to give back a chumash. And you have to give back an oshem. So over there, the Oshem is not coming as a kapora like a chatas comes. It's coming as a tashlumen. And that's the reason why Rebbe Lezer holds that even Rebbe Lezer would hold that by Hasham Me'ilas you don't need lishma. Now, Vadi, you need lishma. But we're not going to say that if it was this level of the shaloi lishma will make it possible like a chatas. We'll see. It's clearly a tashlum that we'll see. You're only chayiv Hasham Me'ilas when you're chayiv a keren v'chaymish. That means, even if the chet is the exact chet of Moel Behekdish, but if for some reason there's no chayiv keren v'chaymish, there's no chayiv Hasham Me'ilas. So it's part of the package of tashlumin. If it will be on chet, then it will be totally if you were Moel. Did you do the Isser Me'ilah? Did you not do the Isser Me'ilah? But it's not part of the Isser Me'ilah. It's part of the tashlumin. And therefore it's a different get. And what about Stam Oshem? So if we look at the sugi here, the Gemara says, I'm involved with Beis. Shani Chadus for Oshem. Shetzorech Lach Shoiv L'Shem Chet. Which means that Osham also has this characteristic that it has to be not Stam, you're bringing an Osham. Not Stam, you're bringing an Osham, L'shem Osham. But the Osham has the same characteristic that it has to be L'shem, that Siba of the Osham. Has to be a Siba of that Siba of the Osham, why the Osham is being brought. Has the exact characteristic as a Chatas. And that's Peferish in the Gemara. So I was thinking now everything is Poshet. Rebbe Lezer really is not coming Mikoya Chumra. Rebbe Lezer holds that all Zvachim, Shaloi Lishmo Kosher. Really, we make a mistake. There's no such thing as a Zevach Shaloi Lishmo Kosher. The reason why it's kosher, like the Gemara says earlier, it turns into an Adava. It turns into another type of carbon where over there the Lishma element is not an issue. That's what the Gemara says. There's a special pasuk that says that if the Kohen does shechs the Shlomim Shaloi Lishma, it goes from Chayva to Nedove. Becomes a new... But that's all fine and dandy where the Shlomim doesn't require the Chiv Avo intrinsically in the same carbon. But a carbon that requires the Chet to be part of the makeup of the Lishma of the carbon, so there's no other option. There's no, you know what? If it's not for this, it'll be an Adava. That's the only way it works by Shlomim. Shlomim would also be Pasul Shalai Lishma. The Gemara says, why is Shlomim not Pasul Shalai Lishma? Because we have a Pasuk. The Pasuk says that you, even though you said, I realize Shlomim, you made it to Shalmei Chayva, or it came for Shalmei Chayva. If the Kohen does it Shalai Lishma, Tehei Nedova. That was the whole Gemara and Daf Beis Amud Beis. Moitzeis Vosecha Tishma. Vosezo Kasha Nadat, Hashem Alekecha Nedova. The Gemara says, starts off calling it a nether, ends up calling it a dove. The Gemara says, well, if you did it Shalai Lishma, there's a transformation from being a choiva to being in a dove. So I'm saying a simple thing. Rebbe Lezer holds that any carbon that has the nature of a chatas, which is that the chet becomes a chelek of the carbon itself, we don't have the option of saying it should be this. There is no option it should be this. That's not, the carbon doesn't have that option. There's no model. By an oiler, Shlomim, the Torah gave us a mahalich. The Torah said, listen, this is the carbon. If you bring it lishma, it's this. And if not, there's another model to put it in. Oilus nadavah. So you brought an oilus chayva. You did it shaloi lishma. The Torah said, no problem. Now it becomes, there's another model. An oilus nadavah. That's what it becomes. But chatas doesn't have that option. Because a chatas, there's no such thing as it being a chatas that's not coming for the chet. For the chet became a requirement in the carbon itself. So there is no such option. That's Rebbe Lezer Shita. Says Rebbe Lezer, if that's the case, forget Chumra Kula. If Osham has that characteristic also, Memel it's possible. Because I don't have where to put it. I have no way to put it. That's Pshat and Rebbe Lezer. Ma chatos baal chet. He doesn't mean there's a similarity, there's a chumra. No. Ma chatos baal chet. Just like by chatos, there's an intrinsic requirement within the carbon itself. It has to baal chet. And there is no other option. And Remelitz Puzzle. Dr. Rebbe Lezer, af Osham. Osham also has no other channel to go. And since he has no other channel to go, Mamela becomes puzzle. This cuts through all the kashas. Cuts through all the kashas. Because by Osham, the pasuk that we're bringing from the Emuch is not a reason to make it puzzle. It's a simen that there's a din hu, that the chet is in the carbon. That's all we're trying to bring from there. But that's Rebbe Lezer. We asked the kasha Rebbe Lezer. Yeah? How could he bring a raya from the who that it says by kom Moshom? How could you bring a raya from there? The Gemara says that's from the after the Emurim. and they move in that makif b'chlal. True. He's not bringing a raya from there that it's makif. These are just different psukim that are mechiach, that the korban has to come for its purpose. So he's just saying, by Oshem we have a pasuk who, which tells us that the korban has to come for its purpose. Once that's a requirement, so you don't have the shaloi lishma option. Frek toises, now we go to toises kasha. Frek toises, what do you mean? Oil is kolil, and it's not possible shaloi lishma. Because there's oil is nadavah. So Toises kasha is mamela maturas. Toises is asking, how could Rebbe Lezer say, Rebbe Lezer, you yourself agree that we can't give any chumras to an asham that an oiler doesn't have? Frek Toises, if that's the case, we can't give any chumras to a asham that oil doesn't have. How could Rebbe Lezer pasul shalei lishma? The Teretz is, the shalei lishma is not midin chumra. The shalei lishma, and that's why the dam lamala, the dam lamata, all these perches, they went right over Rebbe Lezer's head. All the perches that we saw at Rebbe Lezer, they went right over Rebbe Lezer's head. We're giving him chumras and kulas. Rebbe Lezer holds that the reason why a chatas is possible shalei lishma is because it's lacking in the reason why it's being brought. We can't make it into a nedav. It's as simple as that. We don't hold that way, by the way. The Chachamim hold is a separate pasuk by chatas that makes it possible. That means the Chachamim hold that when the Torah was mechadish, that a korban turns into a nedava, it lies in that pasuk without a miut, that the same halacha would apply to chatas too. Fine, that's the Chachamim shita. But Rebbe Lezer holds the reason why a chatas is possible is nothing more than the fact that it can't turn into a nedava. Since the korban must be brought for one purpose, only for the chet, that's a miut from it becoming a nedava. Once it can't become an adava, you're left with the shakl of attire of the Gemara and Dav Beis without the teretz. The Gemara asks it should be possible. The Gemara says, no, nadava yay. So without that eitzah, then mamela everything would be possible. Even the shlomim would be possible, shalei lishma. So again, has nothing to do with a chumrah. When he says baal chet, he's not talking about a chumrah. He's talking about a metzias. This is a requirement. The chatas could not come for anything but al chet. Af osham eni bo el al chet. And the male, there's no option. Like I said, that's why it answers all the kashas. Because all the kashas we were asking on Rebbe Lezer were all kashas of chumras and kulas. And he's not talking chumras kulas. He agrees an oil is more chumra than a chatas. Happens to be, so lagabi dam, which has nothing to do with lishma, dam lamala, dam lamata. There he agrees. You can't have a chumra to osham that oil doesn't have. That's a chumra. But lagabi lishma, that's a metzias. Okay, we'll stop here for today.